Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is December 10, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Go Cardless uses Acuity's payments data for growth into the U.S. market. Wirecard's in-store payments facilitate installment payments for IKEA customers in Malaysia. Nugen Payments integrates with Truvo for new private label product. DM rolls out Chinese payment method Alipay. PAYFORT, DHL Express team up for online payments in MENA. Combank releases prepaid spend card and prepaid web card. Elavon and Santander UK renew alliance. Visa Direct to power TransferWise real-time global P2P. Token launches M10 networks as bank-grade digital money rail. Does Airbnb's pre-Brexit move signal change for travel payments? Buy now, pay later, cure for the credit hangover? How RAP connectivity tightens the buyer-supplier relationship. Tackling the moving target of cross-border B2B payments friction. Now let's get started. Go Cardless uses Acuity's payments data for growth into the U.S. market. Go Cardless has chosen the Banker's Almanac payments data solution from Acuity to create a frictionless customer journey for businesses to collect payments in the U.S. market. Fintech Finance reports that the comprehensive ABA routing number information from Acuity enables Go Cardless to deliver an automated clearinghouse ACH-based debit offering for businesses in the U.S. By choosing Acuity, Go Cardless has expanded its presence in the U.S., since it already covers 70% of the world's recurring payments. Acuity has been the official registrar of ABA routing numbers since 1911, and it proactively updates clients when newly issued ABA routing numbers are released. Moreover, Go Cardless relies on the Banker's Almanac ABA routing numbers file to facilitate the payments process, reduce risk, and increase its supplier and vendor relationships by ensuring accurate payments. Wirecard's in-store payments facilitate installment payments for IKEA customers in Malaysia. Wirecard has launched its in-store installment payment plan in Malaysia, while IKEA has already integrated the solution into its checkout terminals. As such, IKEA is now able to offer in-store customers the option to pay by installments, with customers being allowed to select how they want to pay directly at the checkouts. On the other hand, merchants like IKEA can use Wirecard's unified solution to process all payment options through a single in-store terminal. With the new feature, customers in Malaysia can pay for big-ticket items at IKEA stores. The solution is available to all users who hold a credit card from any of the participating banks. Currently, Wirecard offers in-store and online installment plans for certain geographies, such as Germany and Singapore. However, the company plans to expand the offering. Following the launch in Malaysia, Wirecard will be rolling out the solution to IKEA stores in Thailand and Singapore. Nugen Payments integrates with Truvo for new private label product. Payment gateway Nugen Payments has announced the partnership with European fintech company Truvo. The collaboration offers ISOs and PSPs a plug-and-play payment product to brand and market through their networks. Truvo is a full-service card acquirer and payment tech company which helps businesses accept card payments in over 120 currencies and receive settlements in the currency of their choice. The products includes October, their push payment solution which sends near-instant payouts to over a billion eligible MasterCard and Visa cards across the globe. Nugen Payments uses a cloud-based platform which ranks all its acquirers using transactions, platform health, performance and historic track record, among others. The company's focus is on providing a business partner approach which helps merchants optimize their e-commerce stores and increase sales with dynamic payment gateway features, analytics, risk analysis, and conversion optimization features. DM rolls out Chinese payment method Alipay. Chinese customers can now pay for their purchases in 388 Austrian DM stores with their Alipay app. DM Drogerie marked as adding this electronic form of payment popular among customers from the Far East to its payment options. In order to use it, the customer opens the Alipay app on their smartphone at the cash register and generates a QR code with a tap of the finger. This is scanned and the purchase is completed. Use of Alipay is only possible with a Chinese bank account. Together with its local e-wallet partners, Alipay, which is operated by Ant Financial Services Group, currently serves more than 1.2 billion users, making it one of the largest mobile payment systems in the world, according to the official press release. ePay, a global full-service provider for payment and prepaid solutions, is responsible for the technical implementation. In 2018, the company processed 1.15 billion transactions and has built up an extensive network of retailers with 710,000 point-of-sale terminals in 52 countries to connect renowned brands with consumers all around the world. ePay is a division of Yerone Worldwide, a US-based company. PAYFORT, DHL Express team up for online payments in MENA. PAYFORT, an Amazon company, has revealed a new partnership with DHL Express in the Middle East and North Africa, MENA, region. As part of the collaboration, DHL Express customers across the region are allowed to complete shipment payments online in their local currencies via debit and credit cards, as well as to protect them against fraudulent usage and other security concerns. Moreover, DHL will provide its customers with a broader range of payment options, making it easier for customers across the region to take their businesses from local to global, without limitations. The company will also offer a secure logistics process to reduce the need for physical cash payments. Customers will be enabled to pay using local payment methods including MADA card or SADAD in Saudi Arabia, KNET in Kuwait, and via Visa card in Egypt, along with Apple Pay in the UAE. In addition, PAYFORT and DHL Express partnership will cover 8 countries in the MENA region: Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. Combank releases prepaid spend card and prepaid web card. The Commercial Bank of Ceylon has unveiled prepaid cards, which can be topped up with funds online and can be used for specific purposes. As per Colombo page, the users are allowed to better manage spending and enjoy minimal exposure to risk. The cards introduced to the market include a multipurpose spend card, which can be used by individuals to provide money for spending to family members, and a prepaid web card for online transactions. A prepaid spend card can be obtained from any commercial bank branch or service point, and customers are required to complete the bank's standard KYC requirements. The cards can be used by topping them up or reloading via multiple channels, such as bank counters or through online banking. No annual fee for the card is required. The card is valid for 5 years. The web card is designed for customers who carry out regular online transactions and prefer to maintain a separate card for ease of monitoring their transactions. This card aims to minimize the cardholder's exposure to online fraud, as the user can top up the required amounts periodically by visiting a branch of the bank, or by reloading the card by transferring money from a current or savings account via Combank Online. Elavon and Santander UK renew alliance. Elavon, a global payments provider and subsidiary of US Bancorp, and Santander UK have renewed an exclusive partnership to provide payments acquiring and e-commerce solutions to Santander's customers for another 5 years. Since 2004, Elavon and Santander have worked together to offer payments solutions to businesses throughout the UK. With a focus on innovation, the partnership brings additional investment in technology to support e-commerce and deepen relationships with customers, helping them grow and operate more efficiently. Businesses and consumers both benefit from Elavon's payment solutions in any environment needed, including card present, in-app, mail, telephone, online, as well as across international borders. Santander UK provides banking solutions to personal customers as well as small and medium-sized enterprises (SMEs) and large corporate businesses across a variety of industries including manufacturing, restaurants, hotels, professional services, transport, construction, technology, charities and more. This partnership will enable Santander to better serve a wide range of businesses with bespoke payments solutions such as the recent provision of 1,100 cashless terminals for the Royal British Legion's 2019 Poppy Appeal. The deployment of contactless terminals for a UK charitable campaign resulted in over 120,000 tapped donations to the Legion this year. Elavon offers a full range of payment solutions and security and fraud prevention services across more than 30 countries in Europe. Visa Direct to power TransferWise real-time global P2P. Visa has added a new partner in its quest to simplify, digitize and drive costs down in the global remittances space with its real-time push payments platform Visa Direct. Visa Direct has been used to process 2 billion transactions in 2019, a number it is looking to grow in 2020. Visa Direct was designed to make sending money as easy as sending a text message, as opposed to the status quo consumers and small businesses are stuck with around the world, manual, paper-based processes, high fees and a lot of opacity around the when of how of the money flow. And, as of today, DEC 10, the Visa Direct ecosystem of remittance partners will be getting larger, as global payment technology firm TransferWise has announced it will be joining the team and offering its customers a new capability to quickly and securely move money to debit cards in real time, globally. TransferWise is on a mission to move money around the world in a cost-efficient, quick and transparent way, said Christo Kerman, CEO and co-founder of TransferWise. Integrating Visa Direct further eases the transfer process and brings us another step closer to achieving our mission. The Visa Direct-powered service will launch with TransferWise in Spain to start, with plans to follow on in Romania, Hungary, Czech Republic and Bulgaria. The broader goal will be to take the Visa Direct enhanced offering and work with the card network to scale its offering throughout Europe and worldwide in 2020. Technology is bringing us closer together, yet there are still challenges that it hasn't solved when it comes to individuals and small businesses moving money around the world, said Bill Sheely, global head of Visa Direct. The TransferWise collaboration is the latest addition to Visa's efforts to help our clients enable individuals and small businesses to send and receive international payments quickly and securely by utilizing the power of Visa Direct. The additions to Visa Direct have been many and myriad of late. Earlier this year the firm acquired Earthport, one of the world's largest independently operated ACH networks. That addition, taken in combination with Visa Direct, will allow users of the push payments service to send payments instantly to anyone on Earth with a bank account all through a single access point. Visa has also sought to collaborate with a host of financial institutions, technology partners and remittance leaders to further broaden the utility and accessibility of the Visa Direct network. Additional partners include EMQ, MoneyGram, and Remitly. Essentially, we are trying to answer a very simple question, he said, which is how do you want to get paid? We are building this universal API that sits on the front end and, depending on where you live, you can answer that question a number of different ways. I can put a card credential in, I can put an account credential in, I can put a wallet credential in and, now, the Visa network will be able to fulfill on all of those, and be able to move the money, Sheely told Karen Webster in a conversation about the Earthport acquisition last spring and how Visa views the future of the global push payment landscape. Does Airbnb's pre-Brexit move signal change for travel payments? Travel is never boring. If it is, you are doing it wrong, and that holds especially true when it comes to how travel connects to payments and the broader world of commerce. And what a time it's been, including for cross-border payments and the travel industry, the main subject of a fresh PYMNTS interview with Peter Butterfield, Chief Compliance Officer at Flywire, which provides global payment services. He discussed what's coming next as significant changes are taking place with travel and travel payments. One of those changes involved industry powerhouse and innovator Airbnb. As politicians in the UK try to untangle the Brexit knot, the high-profile sharing economy operator is moving its EU processing operation out of the UK and over to Luxembourg. Other payment players have made a similar move as they worry about how to serve their European and global clients best after the UK leaves the European Union, assuming that happens. My guess is they are trying to shift over in advance of the January 31st deadline for Brexit, Butterfield told PYMNTS. The general idea for payments providers and travel players, along with other companies, of course, is to make sure they give their customers confidence that they are ready for a post-Brexit payments landscape and can make required moves as efficiently and transparently as possible. A lot of it is ensuring customers that you have your house in order, he said, a job perhaps tougher by the political chaos and uncertainty surrounding Brexit. Travel growth. Of course, that's not all going on the travel world, though this Airbnb move promises to be influential. As global travel keeps on growing, the industry is worth an estimated $8.8 trillion or more annually when measuring its impact on the global economy, and more consumers travel outside their home countries, a trend especially notable among the middle and upper classes in China. Cross-border payments are having to keep up with all that new demand. Indeed, as PYMNTS research has found, 4 out of 10 travel operators struggle to manage multiple payment service providers. That's not all, though. The research also found that 82% of travel companies innovate to combat the loss of customers, and that 36% of travel companies expect innovations to decrease costs. Overall, the global travel industry pays $75 billion on its payments structure every year. And as all those trends play out, there is an associated trend involving the growth of B2B cross-border payments as well. The issues are roughly the same, though nuanced, depending on the market. As Butterfield told it, the goals going forward into 2020 for cross-border payments include constructing a robust and clear and accurate cross-border payments system. Reconciliation, billing and collection practices must work in a seamless fashion, he said. You must have appropriate reconciliation methods in place, so you are not suffering from being short on dollars, pound, pence or whatever. Trust issue. But that's hardly the only concern going forward with travel into the 2020s. Trust is a big issue. Recall that just a few weeks ago, for instance, the collapse of long-standing UK travel firm Thomas Cook, which left some 600,000 people stranded overseas. With a $2.1 billion debt pile that fettered its response to nimble online competitors, the company could not keep up. According to The Guardian, the collapse is not because the British have stopped taking holidays. It was noted, though, that city breaks have very much outstripped beach vacations. Those that benefit are EasyJet, Airbnb and Ryanair, while those that stand to lose are package holiday firms, per the report. That was a trust issue, not a payments issue, Butterfield told PYMNTS, though trust will be vital as the industry continues to undergo disruption and innovation, including via the sharing economy, but certainly not limited to that. That said, few things can build trust with travelers than having a cross-border payment system that works well and offers security and the peace of mind that comes from that. And that, if nothing else, is the lesson for travel businesses going into the new decade. How RAP connectivity tightens the buyer-supplier relationship. The convergence of accounts payable AP and accounts receivable R continues as banks and fintechs collaborate on new solutions that pull double duty, tackling friction for both payers and payees. The latest initiatives include Chase, which is facilitating streamlined invoice payments to reduce friction for payers while accelerating access to capital for suppliers. Also embracing bank-fintech collaboration is Avid Exchange, whose AvidPay B2B payments solution designed with suppliers and their R processes in mind will now be offered to bank customers of Bank TEL. Finally, a tie-up in the Netherlands targets both banks and corporates to tighten the buyer-supplier connection through identity verification. R keeps AP friction in mind. With accounts payable technology expanding its focus on accounts receivable friction, the reverse is also true as our service providers begin to tackle AP challenges, too. The latest example of this trend is Invoiced, an accounts receivable and invoicing platform that recently announced a collaboration with Chase-owned WePay. Invoiced debuted Invoiced Payments, powered by WePay, which integrates payment processing for a streamlined invoice-to-payment experience for both buyer and supplier. Chase subsequently announced another similar initiative in its partnership with Workies. That tie-up sees Workies integrating same-day payouts for in-field workers, meaning these professionals can more seamlessly bill and receive payment while in the field while at the same time connecting customers to an easier way to settle their invoices. The integration also targets speed of payments. For in-field workers who are already customers of Chase Bank, they'll be able to see same-day payouts as a result of the tie-up, the company said. Avid Pay links to banks via BankTEL. BankTEL, a financial management technology provider to banks, is connecting its financial institution clients to Avid Exchange's Avid Pay B2B payments network, with its first customer signing on as Nashville-based Studio Bank. Avid Exchange, which acquired BankTEL earlier this year, is connecting banks to a B2B payments network and solution designed with the supplier in mind. Utilizing a database of B2B vendors, Avid Pay is an accounts payable tool to help users migrate away from paper with automated invoice processing. The tool also supports digital payments through Avid Exchange's ACH solution, Avid Pay Direct, as well as other payment methods. BankTEL will integrate Avid Pay into its bank accounting suite of services dubbed Ascent, which creates a fully integrated solution that replaces manual tasks with automation, streamlining the complete AP to payment process for clients like Studio Bank, said BankTEL Senior Vice President Boyce Adams in a statement. Connecting R and AP through ID. In the Netherlands, digital identity solutions provider Signicat and payment information service provider SurePay recently announced a collaboration to integrate SurePay's bank account verification technology within Signicat's digital identity platform. Designed to address B2B payments fraud, the collaboration allows financial institutions and businesses to verify the identity of the recipient of a transaction in order to combat financial crime within accounts payable and the broader B2B payments ecosystem. Though it's a technology that sits on the accounts payable side of the payment, the companies highlighted the impact it has on suppliers' accounts receivable operations and the deeper buyer-supplier relationship as well. By integrating the identity check-in at the payee onboarding stage, both customers and suppliers have found it to prevent dropouts for second-line investigation, said SurePay co-founder Marcel Rientes in a statement. Building trust between businesses and customers online is critical in the digital age, added Signicat CEO Gunnar Nordseth, adding that such technology makes it easier for companies to connect when multiple checks are involved, bringing buyers and suppliers closer together. Further, while initiatives like Swift GPI are helping to address the challenges of speed and transparency in global B2B payments through collaboration and technological integration, such efforts still rely on ubiquity of bank participation. But there are signs the ecosystem is evolving and opening up to the opportunity of secure integrations that could simultaneously tackle many of cross-border B2B payments' biggest friction points, like speed, cost, and compliance. I do see mindset changes in some countries to allow new non-bank players to tap into the national payment networks, said Hakim, pointing to Singapore's central bank's own initiative to open up the nation's real-time payment network, FAST, into other networks like the UK's Faster Payments. When this happens, cross-border payments would become even faster, enabling users to make payments instantaneously for their transactions without having to separately access their bank's systems. As new payment networks continue to emerge, and new fintechs step into the market to challenge incumbents, Hakim said he believes the global payments ecosystem will cultivate a business model of interoperability and cooperation between traditional and emerging payment systems and technologies. As national payment networks will begin to integrate with each other, new fintechs will similarly integrate with traditional banks, resulting in a web of traditional interbanking business models and API-driven collaborations with non-bank players. It's a complex web of competition and collaboration, but as interoperability continues to rise, service providers may unlock doors to further tackle the multitude of global B2B payments friction points. As banks open up, allowing non-bank players like us to connect, and, in turn, we allow banks to connect with us with our own APIs, we're creating this huge ecosystem of interoperability amongst legacy and new systems to fulfill cross-border B2B payments, he said. In the future, I see cross-border payment transactions being fulfilled by a network of interconnected systems, and the members are not just traditional banks, but may include non-bank market participants. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.